Hey, this is Steve Gadlin, and welcome to The Frying Pan, a podcast about the frying pan. Little important backstory, back in 2012, I appeared on ABC's Shark Tank and sold a third of my stick figure cat drawing company, I Want to Draw a Cat for You.com, to Mark Cuban. And this became the premise for an amazing prank that was pulled on WGN radio listeners from 2015 to 2018, a segment called The Frying Pan. Now, at the time, my buddy Justin Kaufman was hosting a four-hour nightly show called The Download on WGN. So once a week, or sometimes a little less frequently, Friday nights for the last hour of the show, he would bring me on. The premise being, here's a guy who sold a business idea to Mark Cuban and was now workshopping new ideas that he had with WGN radio listeners before he brought them to Mark Cuban as part of his development deal. Now, half of that story was true. I did have a deal with Mark Cuban, thanks to Shark Tank. But what made this a prank was that every idea I would bring onto the frying pan was a terrible, absolutely terrible business idea or invention idea. I'd go in there having tried to think of the worst possible invention I could, and I would try to sell it to WGN listeners as if it was completely legit. Now, because they were astute, they would call in and find every little hole that I had baked into my invention or my business idea, and it would infuriate them. As soon as the microphones would turn off, Justin and I would be reduced to tears, laughing at the imbecilic conversations that I would have with WGN listeners. The imbecile being me, of course. The character of Steve Gadlin on The Frying Pan was arrogant, completely short-sighted, and loved to take credit for everything that came in on the phone. So a real pain in the butt to listen to, and he would absolutely incense the WGN listeners. I had such fun doing The Frying Pan all those years with Justin on WGN, and I didn't want to see those clips die. The only people who really listened to The Frying Pan when it was live were people who were not in on the joke, who thought that all of my invention ideas were sincere, and that my arguing was sincere, and that I was truly this moron above all other morons in my blindness to the stupidity of my ideas. So with Justin's permission, I wanted to revive these episodes by way of a podcast. So hey, here's what I'm going to do. I've got 50 of these episodes. Justin and I pulled this prank off about 50 times on WGN. And what I'll do each week is I'm going to spin a virtual wheel and randomly select one of those episodes, give it a little new introduction, and then just let it play. And hopefully you get a kick out of this as much as I did, now knowing that everything I did was completely tongue-in-cheek. So here's how this will work. I've got a nice virtual wheel that I'm going to spin, and we'll see which one of our 50 episodes we land on. Then I'm going to give a quick intro to that episode and just let it play. All right, let's give this wheel a spin. Quack Pack. All right, Quack Pack. Now, this was an invention I brought to the show to tackle the pretend problem of just the inability to bring eggs home without smashing 80% of them. This one was great. It got people really mad. In case you don't listen to the end, here's a quick snippet of my favorite call from this show.
No way. This guy is driving me nuts. He's got me so angry, I don't even know what to do. I think he's a hippie.
Alrighty, so Quack Pack aired originally December 4th, 2015. All of these episodes are produced by the Download producer, Pete Zimmerman, and, of course, hosted by Justin Kaufman. So he'll be giving out a phone number, but please remember, this is an old episode. You can call, and someone will answer, but it won't be us. So let's hear how the WGN audience took to Quack Pack.
And each time I hear your name...
Oh
my, how it hurts.
There it is. There it is. There you go. Beats by Zim. We're waiting on that, Pete. Pete Zimmerman with the beautiful new Frying Pan Season 2 theme song. It's time to put Shark Tank Steve Gadlin into the frying pan. There you go. Gadlin's the brains behind the successful local business. I want to draw a cat for you. He presented his business idea on the television program Shark Tank. He snagged Mark Cuban as a principal investor. So now Steve has to go back to Cuban with his new ideas. And before he goes into that pressure cooker, he comes to WGN Radio to jump into the frying pan.
Boy, that crackling has gotten a lot more intense.
That's right, season two. He's giving us his exclusive business ideas so we can poke holes in it and give Steve the confidence to pitch it to Cuban himself. Steve Gadlin, welcome back to the frying pan.
Thank you so much for having me, Justin.
Good to see you.
Great to see you. This is exciting for me.
I appreciate it, and thank you for coming back. I know that we were unsure if we're going to do this anymore. The last couple episodes got rough.
Yeah, people weren't liking my ideas. I kind of had to take a little retreat. Regroup, and I've come up with some good ones, though, that I think are going to earn me the respect of your listeners.
That's what I love about you, Steve.
Yeah, yeah.
Just to refresh, I mean, it really was. I mean, you went on Shark Tank with mm-hmm. IWantToDrawACatForYou.com.
Yes.
And you were able to secure Mark Cuban as a principal investor for mm-hmm. future ideas.
Yes. Yeah, so, his inbox is my inbox, as we say in the business world. Anytime I have an idea, he, gives me his ear. And, but before I abuse that privilege, I really like to run the ideas past your listeners to get some constructive, positive feedback.
Well, we appreciate it here, no doubt. I mean, it's great Friday programming. I still say, hands down, best hour in local radio. 312-981-7200. That's the number. 312-981-7200. You can text. People are already texting. Say, welcome back.
Cool.
In so many words. Mm-hmm. 312-981-7200. You can also go on Twitter, hashtag frying pan. All right. So, let's get to it because it's the fun part. And I've got some, I got a prize list. I've got the Lightkeeper Pro to give away. I got three of them. Some Lou Malnati's gift certificates. So we're going to give away some stuff to the people who call in and text.
Oh, awesome.
Who give you the best feedback for this workshopping your new idea.
Okay.
All right. Steve Gadlin, what do you got for season two, the premiere?
Yeah.
Of the frying pan.
Well, here we go. So a lot of what I did to try to generate new ideas was start to pay attention to the things that happen in our lives and see if I could think of ideas to fix those things. You know, one thing that really vexed me was every time I would buy eggs at the grocery store, mm-hmm. I'd throw them in the back of my car. And by the time I got home, I'd have a car full of broken eggs. Mm. So I started looking at nature and trying to figure, how do chickens get eggs home without breaking them? Right? I invented... It's a wearable called the Quack Pack. Now, the Quack Pack is sort of like a padded fanny pack mm-hmm. with a slot. So you go to the store, you buy the eggs, and then when you get to the car, you slot the eggs in this pack one at a time. And it's a cushioned, heat-controlled environment for the eggs. And it straps around your back, and it hovers right over your backside. And then you drive home, and when you get to your fridge... There's a button you press, and at one at a time, the eggs will eject from the Quack Pack gently into your refrigerator. Just how it happens in nature. That's how chickens get eggs home from the store.
All right, well, I've got questions. Mm-hmm. That's the fun part of this. But I don't like to ask the questions because I want my listeners to text in or call 312-981-7200. The idea, Quack Pack.
Yes.
It's a way to get your eggs from the grocery store to home without breaking them.
Straight from the store to the refrigerator, yeah.
No, I would just say, that seems to be something that product packaging has taken care of over the years.
You'd think so, but the problem still happens. I mean, the packaging you buy eggs in are not at all how eggs appear in nature. That's a man-made construct using probably not even green material. So what this does is it finds a way to mimic nature's way of transporting eggs from point A to point B. And it does it in a way that's fashionable, that you can wear. And it's also Bluetooth connected to your phone.
There you go. 312-981-7200. The call's coming in. 312-981-7200. Would you use Quack Pack? Yay or nay? Any feedback, any questions, any comments about local entrepreneur Steve Gadlin's new invention, Quack Pack? Let's take a break so we stay on time. We come back, we'll start reading some of the texts, the tweets at hashtag frying pan, or again, the calls. 312-981-7200. Frying pan.
And each time I hear your name.
How it hurts. There's the sizzle. It's the frying pan tonight here on the download. Season 2, Steve Gadlin is in the studio with us. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. The texts are coming in fast and furious. I got some people on the line as well as Pete answers some of the calls. 312-981-7200. Tonight's idea, Steve, once again, give us the elevator pitch.
Yeah, it's called the Quack Pack, and the idea is, you know, when we buy eggs at the store, oftentimes, probably about 50 to 80% of the time, those eggs break between the store and our home refrigerator. And what I did was I started to take a look at nature and see how nature solves that problem, because I've never seen a chicken break an egg while it was moving it from point A to point B. A chicken holds the egg in its body, and then when it's where it wants to put the egg, it gently lays the egg into that spot. So what the Quack Pack does is it's a pack that sits a little over your backside, straps around your waist, and when you purchase eggs, you deposit them into the Quack Pack one at a time. It's heat controlled, it's padded, It simulates the feeling of a chicken's pockets, where a chicken keeps eggs while it's moving it from one place to another. And
chicken pockets.
Yeah, it simulates nature's chicken pockets. So when you get to your home, you then lay the eggs. You're basically laying the eggs out of a hole in the back of the Quack Pack gently, one at a time, to their final destination in your refrigerator. Not one egg will break. Think of all the money you save on eggs. It basically pays for itself after about 15 or 16 dozen egg purchases.
Well, that was what one of the questions I had. I want to keep it for the audience.
Okay.
312-981-7200. You can text. You can call. You can also go to Twitter, which Robin did. Robin says love. She loves it.
That's great.
So there you go. So we're getting somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll start there. Hashtag frying pan. 815's got a question. Is there a warranty if my egg breaks?
Well, that's tricky. And I'll say that'll really be up to how we decide to market this thing when we're out of our beta phase. Maybe promotionally we'll have a warranty if your egg breaks, but that's not something we can sustain long term. Frankly, if your egg breaks while you're using the Quack Pack, you're using the Quack Pack incorrectly.
Yeah, but there's always a chance that there's faulty egg, right? I mean, because you can't control that part because it's coming from the grocery store.
I don't think nature's ever created a faulty egg, Justin, I'm not sure about that.
All right, we'll keep going here.
You know, the only faulty egg is a broken egg, in my opinion. So, you know, the Quack Pack basically takes that out of the equation. It's a gentle, natural way to transport an egg from point A to point B.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Karen. Karen, thanks for being here. You, yay or nay on Quack Pack?
Oh, nay. Oh, nay. I don't want to be rude, but I think this is a ridiculous idea. Huh. Okay, first off, chickens don't quack, ducks quack.
Right.
And I think that the problem that you've had with these eggs is a man-made problem. Never in my life have I gone home from the grocery store with broken eggs.
Right.
You're supposed to check before them that they're fine. Whatever right. you're doing this wrong with your grocery carrying.
Thank you, Karen. Thank you for that. No. You don't have to apologize. Trust me. You do not have to apologize. You are right on with everybody. As a matter of fact, if it's okay, let's give Karen, if she's up for it, let's see if she wants a Lightkeeper Pro. Karen, I put you on hold, so stay there, and Pete will get a shot and talk to you. Because, you know, I know that she doesn't want to be rude to you, but and this is something that is definitely coming across the text as well. Why so many broken eggs?
Well, okay, and Karen called this a man-made problem, which I think is a little sexist, to be honest. So,
all right. I don't think she meant that.
What I do when I bring my eggs, and I think this is what most people do, you buy the eggs, you get them in the carton, you chuck them in the back of your car, and you drive home. And by the time you get home, you've got probably 7 or 8 broken eggs in that carton. Now, you know, early versions of the Quack Pack will only hold 8 eggs. So we haven't yet developed a 12-egg Quack Pack holder. So what we're suggesting people do is buy the dozen. You leave 4 at the store, and you take 8
home. Leave 4 at the store.
Yeah, but again, would you rather have 8 whole eggs
or
3 whole eggs and 9 broken eggs?
And 815 asks the same question. Mm-hmm. The only time I've ever broken an egg is when I meant to. Why do you throw them in the back of your car?
Well, I'm sorry. I don't take the eggs out of the carton and throw each of them into the back of my car. I take the carton of the eggs, and like I do with the rest of my groceries, I just chuck them in the back seat so that I can drive home. But my groceries can't drive, so I need to sit in the front seat. I guess I'm confused by the question. I'd like to see what this person does with their groceries.
312-981-7200. Again, 219 says, no, I've never broken an egg.
Well, even to the people...
847 says, did you see... How clumsy do you have to be to break that many eggs?
Yeah, okay, now this... here.
No, hold on. 317 says, I'm 52 years old and I've never broken an egg. Dumb idea.
Okay, well...
And then 847 says, ducks go quack.
So. Okay, two things I really want to address here. So, yes, people are saying that, you know, maybe I'm breaking too many eggs or they don't break eggs. Forget about broken eggs for a minute. How would you rather transport eggs from the store to your home in a very man-made way, you know, in your car, or the way nature intended, the way chickens do, the way chickens transport an egg from one point to another, carefully nestled in a pack strapped to your back and then individually laid out into your refrigerator? That's, to me, is beyond a way of preserving broken eggs. It's a way of communing with the food you are about to eat. It's becoming one with the natural way of transporting egg. Nature created a way for us to transport eggs. And we've created a man-made version of that simulates.
All right. Well, 219's got a good point. Says no. Wouldn't even take payment to use it. That's made a very big point on that. I just lost it. Not close to being fashionable. There's an issue there with fashionable.
Well,
and they said besides, chickens lay soft shell eggs, not hard shell eggs. So,
Not
like the ones we get in the store, so, yeah.
Chickens lay soft shell eggs? I don't know about that.
All right. Well, I don't know. I'm not a fact checker necessarily here right now because I don't have
There are soft shell chickens and hard shell chickens, right, just like with crabs. So.
All right. Let's keep going here to the calls. We got a lot of people here. Let's go to Simon. Simon, you're on the...
Yes, how you guys doing?
How you doing? So let me ask you a question. Are you going yay or nay on Quack Pack?
Nay, I'm a baker. I got my own cheesecake business, and I probably handle a couple thousand eggs a week. And I couldn't remember the last time I've ever had a broken egg coming out of my car.
Yeah, so, see that again. Thank you, Simon, for that, because that's and you just said it. I mean, you thousands of eggs, and he goes back to the same thing that a lot of our texters are saying, Steve. Mm-hmm. That they don't break eggs.
Well, but Simon, he's gone. I want to know what Simon would think, though, about, fine, forget the broken egg issue. Wouldn't you rather be transporting thousands of eggs the way nature intended us to transport eggs? Wouldn't that make your cheesecake better?
It's possible.
He could call it organic or all natural or, you know, something like that by using the Quack Pack.
All right, let's get one more call in before we go to break. Let's go to Madeline. Madeline, you've got a question about functionality. Madeline, yay or nay, first of all, on the Quack Pack?
Well, I love the fashion statement part of
right.
it.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question, though. When you strap this to your back, do you lean against your car seat when you drive home?
I had the same question. Thank you, Madeline. I appreciate that. I'm going to put you on hold. Madeline as well, Pete.
Yeah.
See if Madeline wants to get, ask her if she's down with the Lightkeeper or a Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Could be great gift. You can re-gift. All right. What do you say to that?
Well, yes. Yeah, so,
because I thought about that, too. On the backside, you're driving home. How do you keep the eggs from crushing?
Yeah. Well, one thing, you have to recline your seat all the way back and then sit up very straight. Because, yes, if you lean back against your seat, the quack pack will crush the eggs inside. You have to be very careful and gentle with it. So we do ask, you know, it's part of the instructions, part of the orientation when you purchase one at a licensed quack pack dealer. Mm-hmm. You go through a 3-hour orientation on proper use. And one thing we teach you, there's a driving section as an add-on.
It's like a test.
Well, it's a course. It's a course. And we teach you to recline your seat and lean forward and arch your back so that none of the eggs are damaged in transport.
All right, let's take a break and get to the news. Everyone who's on the line, stay on the line, because when we come back, I'm going to go rapid fire through whether you like it or not. So that's 847-815-773-630. 312 says, quack pack, ducks quack. Is this for duck eggs? So what I'm seeing in the first half...
Cluck pack doesn't rhyme.
Well, so. Okay. Well, I'm just seeing in the first... part of this, I'm seeing people hung up on why you break so many eggs, you, Steve,
right,
and why it's quack pack when it's for chickens and eggs.
You know, nobody questioned, some other inventions that I can't think of one right now, but there are a lot of inventions right. Where, sure, if you want to dig into the specifics, sure, there are, you can poke holes. Why do they call them Legos? You don't put them on your legs.
Right. All right, that's fair.
Okay. That's as silly as what people are asking about quack pack. So.
Local entrepreneur Steve Gadlin, Quack Pack, here on the Frying Pan. Let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to go through all these calls. People are lined up. Stay on the line. And I also have a ton of texts to get through, including the ones that, you know, we're going to end the segment with that are get your reaction, Steve, to some of the stuff that's coming in.
I'm ready.
All right. Stay with us.
And each time I hear your name.
My, how it hurts. Woo! It's the Frying Pan here on WGN Radio. Season 2 premieres tonight. We're halfway through with Steve Gadlin, local entrepreneur. Of course, just to give you a background, he won on I Want to Draw a Cat for You on Shark Tank. He got a development deal with Mark Cuban. And before he brings any ideas to Mark, he decides to workshop them here. We did this. We took a couple months off. We're back. Season 2, the first idea, Quack Pack.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about Quack Pack, Steve Gadlin.
So Quack Pack is a wearable similar to a fanny pack, but it goes around your back, just over your backside. It helps you transport eggs from the store to home the way nature intended, in a very gentle, temperature-controlled, padded way, to minimize the risk of breaking eggs when you just, you know, toss them in the back seat of your car with the rest of your groceries. So it's, you know, it gets eggs from point A to point B the same way chickens get eggs from point A to point B.
312-981-7200. Now, our job as WGN Radio is to say yay or nay on Quack Pack. Now, a lot of people have been concentrating on the name because quack is ducks. And you're talking about chickens.
Yeah, but I think people understand that ducks also lay eggs. And, you know, you can, if you want to buy duck eggs, go ahead. But this will work for both types of eggs.
All right. Well, let's go to Tom, who's got a suggestion for a different name. Tom, first off, yay or nay on Quack Pack?
Well, I think the concept is not only brilliant, but I think it really hits home in today's environment of going from farm to table with foods, especially organic kind of foods, and getting them as close to nature as possible. But what I would recommend is to just redesign it for an apparatus you wear around your neck, rename it the yoke, do it in a nice round green, a greenish, like all weather type of canvas outside with a straw and twig interior, which would mirror that of a nest.
I love it. That is tremendous.
Go ahead. And then this way, right, you would, if people are worried about you wearing a pack and sitting in a car, this way you can wear it around your neck. And if someone says, well, what about your seatbelt? You put your seatbelt on first, and you put it around your neck.
Or you can wear your cheat belt, which is actually another idea that I had.
Right.
And then you can just remove it in its entirety, and it will lay nicely in the refrigerator. So you're actually using the container in its continuum.
I love it. Tom, thank you so much for that. And I'm going to put you on hold. I know there's a lot of people coming in, but Pete, if you can give Tom his choice of a Lou Malnati's gift certificate. I don't know if we have him left or Lightkeeper Pro, whatever we got. Give him something because
send him a quack pack.
Well,
it sounds good on the surface, but I think you have to remember what's really going to drive people to use the Quack Pack is that emotional connection you get with the egg, when you gently lay it into your refrigerator from the hole outside the back. So that makes you feel like a chicken laying the egg, and kind of makes you feel a little better about your food. And I think Tom's idea misses that key part. And again, that's one of our main selling points.
Okay. Well,
builds emotional connection.
Yeah. All right. Okay. I'll give you that. 312-981-7200. 708's got a great question. How is a fanny pack how nature intended eggs to be moved?
Well, it's a man-made simulation for, mm-hmm. you know, for how eggs are moved. If you watch when a chicken has an egg and wants to move it from point A to point B, the chicken holds it inside its body in a warm, nice place, brings it wherever it wants to put the egg, and then gently lays it down through an orifice in its backside. So the quack pack simulates that experience. For both the egg, not just for the human, but for the egg, which is just as important.
708's got another follow-up, which is, why am I taking a class on how to bring eggs home? Because you mentioned the class, the training to this.
Well, it's optional. It's optional, but you know, there is a way to use the quack pack incorrectly, and that just results in 8 broken eggs. So we do want people to go through.
She mentions this too. It's a huge waste, and it's not green mm-hmm. to waste 4 eggs if I buy a dozen if I can only bring home 8. Because as you said, the quack pack only holds 8 eggs.
Right. Well, you know, what we're thinking is egg producers, this will become so mainstream and popular, egg producers will start selling them in packs of 8 for people with the quack pack.
So you're hoping that the whole industry changes.
Well, I think it's inevitable that it will. And really, I think for people worried in the interim, for wasting eggs, again, I say, I bet you're going to break more than 4 eggs if you're transporting them the old way, which is just taking the carton, chucking it in the back seat of your car and driving recklessly home.
Let's go to Sean. Sean, you're on the frying pan. Yay or nay to quack pack?
Well, nay is short for no way, because I just want to call you Dr. Quack, and I think you got chicken pox.
Thanks, Sean, for that. That's good. But you know what? Let's go to Gladys. Gladys, you going yay or nay on quack pack?
Yay.
All right.
Thanks, Gladys.
Why? Why?
I think there should be another compartment for a loaf of bread. Then we would have a perfect egg sandwich. I've often smashed bread coming home and also broken a few eggs in my life.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much for that, Gladys. Gladys taking the idea and to the next step.
Well, this is an idea that I actually already had. So, we are building, we are selling attachments for other produce, bread being one of them, because of that problem of bent, squished loaves of bread. Again, when you just chuck them in the back seat of your car or throw your backpack on top mm-hmm. of it, you've got a flat loaf of bread. So, yeah, it's a good idea. I had it, and we're working on it.
Okay. You had that idea.
Yes.
All right. 312-981-7200. Let's go to Greg. Greg, you like yay or nay on quack pack?
I definitely say nay. I mean, this is a quack of an idea. There's no way that Mark Cuban's going to even hear this. It's got to be a joke, because I've been grocery shopping for 38 years since I got married, and I've never broken an egg unless I, drop the carton at home or something, or, something like that. I mean, you don't have to be that careful with your eggs to get them home from the grocery store.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
Anybody would throw a backpack on or just chuck them in your car. That's just ridiculous.
Yeah,
so
you're right.
Greg, I have to disagree with you. I have to disagree because you say, think about what are eggs. They're actually baby chickens. I don't know if a lot of people know that. And how careful are you with a baby? Now, would you just throw the baby in the back of the car, or would you carry a device that mimics how we move babies in nature?
Yeah, go ahead, Greg.
I think you've been eating some rotten eggs or something. To compare eggs to babies, that's a little ridiculous. So.
Well, but to compare eggs to babies is not ridiculous, because eggs, again, they are baby chickens, and that's something I learned recently, and it's fascinating.
Yeah, this is fascinating exchange. Thanks, Greg. Well, hang in the line, Greg.
Okay.
Yeah, whatever we got left, give it to Greg, because I feel like Greg, he actually is moving this argument forward, and he may be calling out a little bit of the rotten egg stuff, which I was hoping someone would get to. It's pretty easy.
And I'll say too, some of the younger callers keep throwing out, "Hey, look, we never break eggs," and that's probably true. But this is really aimed at more of the elderly population, age 45 and up. people who have a little more trouble transporting, and I didn't want to come out and say it, but I'll say it. You know, the elderly, people 45 and up, have a little more trouble performing simple tasks like transporting eggs from one place to another. So, hey, the Quack Pack is targeted at them. If it's, again, this is my pitch to an investor, our marketing will definitely be geared toward that 45 and up elderly club.
312-981-7200, the number. Let's take a break. I got a lot of, when we come back, there's a lot of people on the line that, want to put there. And you heard Gladys had a good yay. There were a couple of yays on Twitter. There's also a slew of nays. So it's pretty up in the air. But I do want to get to the more colorful stuff that was put on text and give you a shot to respond to that. Steve Gadlin, Quack Pack, Frying Pan, stay with us.
And each time I hear your name.
My, how it hurts. It's a download here on WGN. That's the sound of the frying pan. It is season two of the frying pan. Woo! We are off to a good start. We will not be on next week because of the Blackhawks, but the week after, right before the Christmas holiday, we will have another frying pan episode two. Of course, tonight, Quack Pack. A device, fanny pack, that would carry your eggs so you would get rid of the problem of breaking them from store to house.
It helps you transport eggs the way nature intended through a synthetic pack strapped to your backside and lets you lay the eggs, literally lay the eggs the way a chicken or a duck would, right into your refrigerator unbroken.
Well, we have a ton of calls still, so we're going to get through everybody. We're going to go, let's start with Allie. Allie, you're on the frying pan. Yay or nay to Quack Pack?
Nay. Okay. First of all, you're targeting this to people who are 45 and older. Honey, we can barely stand up straight. Now, you want me to strap something around me and walk with that? I got two new hips and one new knee. I can barely stand up.
All right. Thank you for that.
Alone,
yeah, you're right. You're right. Okay,
strap something up.
I'll ask.
The only thing is, I'm 61 years old. I have never broken an egg in my life.
Right.
And I use a cart. And trust me, if you use a shopping cart on city sidewalks, it's the same thing as if you were driving.
Well, listen,
the sidewalks are in such.
What I've learned is people don't like to admit that they've broken eggs, and that's fine. That's, you know, we're not asking people to come out publicly and declare themselves as egg breakers, but we think they'll head to the store and buy one of these when it becomes available.
Todd, let's go. Quack Pack, yay or nay?
Nay.
No.
It sounds harebrained to me. I don't think of eggs as babies. Babies don't want to kiss and hug. Eggs I want to fry up and cook and eat.
That's a great point. Thank you, Todd. Thank you for that.
And our market research shows that Todd's in the minority there, that people do think of eggs as babies and want to lovingly transport them in a synthetic, padded, heated environment strapped to the backside, the way a chicken does.
Okay. Let's go to Marta. Marta, yay or nay on Quack Pack?
I'm a nay. I am 80 years old, and I know how to pack my groceries in the back of the trunk without breaking a carton of eggs. I have never brought home a carton of eggs that's got a cracked egg in it. I think you're cracked.
That's good. Thank you, Marta. Marta definitely is in line with a lot of listeners tonight who have said they've never, this is not a problem. You're creating a product for something that does not exist.
Look, Beano had the same problem. Beano is a product that solved people passing gas after a meal. And I tell you, when the guy went on the radio to describe Beano, he got 100 callers that says, I don't pass gas. But I tell you, it's we all know everybody passes gas. We all know everybody, especially in the set 45 and older. They're breaking eggs.
Okay, so let's see what we got here. We've got I gotta get to the point where I lost it. Let's go to Mary. Mary, yay or nay on Quack Pack?
Well, I think yay, except for one thing.
Okay.
For the target group of people 45 and older, it might be a little bit too big.
Yeah.
So maybe make it for 4 or 5 eggs instead of 8.
Okay, that's great. Thank you for the suggestion, Mary. Appreciate that.
No, that's a very good idea. And we actually have, it's another thing that I had thought of. We do have various sizes, of course, 8 being the largest. But we've got quack packs for people who just want to transport one egg.
Okay, well, as Pete gets a couple more callers, calling in, 312-981-7200. We're trying to wrap this up in the next 3 or 4 minutes. Let me get to some of the other texts here as we read through. And there's a lot coming through, so it keeps – the reason sometimes I freeze up is because I'm looking at the screen. There's so many coming in, it bounces everything down. 815, Steve, here's a question. Did your egg get cracked on the way to the show?
Well, I didn't buy eggs on the way to the show tonight. And okay. Now when I do, I use the quack pack, so no.
847 says, oh, this poor guy.
Well, until this product sells millions, you know, that's a foreshadowing.
Right. 847, ducks go quack, mm-hmm. not hands. I don't know what that is. Is your guest is a quack.
Okay.
I'm 52. I never broke an egg. You're dumb.
Okay, well.
I don't see how clumsy one person could be. You're an idiot.
Okay.
Why don't I just get an egg-laying chicken?
Well, that's one thing, you know, and I'm all for that. That is obviously the most natural way. But for those of us who can't, especially, again, the set 45 and older, mm-hmm. the elderly, who can't properly care for a hen, this is the next best thing. You're the hen with the quack pack.
Okay. 815 says, you're a joke.
Okay.
Yeah, you get a lot of people who are just not really buying the idea that that people break eggs.
Again, the Apple computer. How many people said no way when that was first introduced? And now we all have Apple computers.
Okay, let's go to Kathy. Kathy, yay or nay on quack pack.
Right. I just have two questions. Why would you take a cold egg from a store, put it in a warm pack, and then transport it to a cold refrigerator at home?
Well, that's how a chicken does it, Kathy.
Yeah, but I'm not a chicken.
Right, but the quack pack makes you the chicken.
And secondly, what if somebody runs into you? Does it break?
Would you mean crash into your car or run into you?
Either way, either way.
If you're walking and... You know, if somebody comes around the corner real fast and hit you, and you'd have to back off and maybe hit a building, you know.
Yeah, I think that's the same for anything. That's the same for any method of transporting eggs. Someone can always jump out from around a corner, smack into you, and break all of your eggs. That's a liability issue. That's their fault. They owe you some eggs. Mm-hmm. It's not the quack pack's fault.
Okay, let's go to Jim. Jim, you are on the frying pan. Yay or nay to quack pack?
No way. This guy is driving me nuts. He's got me so angry, I don't even know what to do. I think he's a hippie. First of all, is it an ugly scarf you want to wear, or is it an ugly belt?
It's like a fanny pack,
Yeah, fanny pack. That's a great idea to carry around eggs. And then 8, you want to carry 8 at a time. That's right. Yeah?
Yeah, 8 instead of 12, right?
Yeah, 8 instead of 12. So I got to go wrap up 2 more friends of mine. We can carry around these fanny packs. At least then we can get 24 so we can buy 2 cartons, perfectly formed protective cartons, take the eggs out, and put them in our backpacks and carry around. I'm about ready to drive off the road. This is driving me crazy.
All right. Hey, Jim. Okay. Thank you very much for your call, and thank you for being passionate about it. The quack pack may not be for you, but please consider your safety.
Yeah. Okay. I'm on my way there.
All right. Thanks, Jim. Thank you for that. A lot of other stuff here.
Well, I can't tell if Jim's for it or against it, to be honest, because he did easily lay out all of the positives, but he sounded angry. Right. Maybe he's angry because he doesn't have one yet.
Well, this may, I don't know. It seems to me... And there's a lot here, and there's a lot of people that are angry. They also got into a little political stuff about when an egg is a baby and mm-hmm. fertilization and embryos. There's a lot of that came out of the woodwork. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if that's really where you want to go when you're pitching this, because that's an argument that's in the news, and I'm not sure you want to be a part of that.
Well, look, I am but a humble inventor, a man cursed by a multitude of ideas. And the best I can do is present those to the people.
Well, I thought you did good tonight. I don't think the quack pack is for... I don't know if I would give this one to Mark Cuban.
Well,
but
I'm going to keep wearing mine regardless of what people are
regardless
saying.
Regardless of the Quack Pack success, you did great. It's good
Thanks.
To see you again.
Good to see you too.
You don't have to be defensive. I know you're getting upset. I can see it in
you. I'm actually over that. I've taken a few months to really find my zen.
Mm-hmm.
Sticks and stones may break my bones,
all right,
but I've got some good ideas.
Steve Gadlin, The Frying Pan. Great to see you. See you in a couple
you
weeks.
Too. All right. There it was. The Quack Pack. A big winner with the WGN radio audience. So, hey, I'm going to come back every week, Sunday night, and we'll release another one of these episodes, one of the 50 inventions we hawked as part of this wonderful prank. I hope you will listen again. Take care.